Welcome back, Dynasty lovers, to another episode of the Dynasty Interview Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Adrian, with my co-host,
Scott Martin.
So we are back with the 2023 NFL rookie tight end class. This is the second episode of the tight ends, so if you haven't heard the first episode, check that out, and then you can listen to this one. But you can still listen to this one first then. And this class, like I said in the last episode, pretty good, and we got the duds out in episode one.
There's a few duds in this one, maybe not so good. But like we said in the other show, like there's almost all these guys that we're talking about. You know, we did a good job screening this year. Most of these guys are getting drafted. There's a few, but I think probably won't. But we'll see where they land, see if there are any good, you know, landing spots. But this show is top to bottom better talent.
And I think everybody in this show will be drafted in fantasy. That's my prediction. Sky disagrees
okay.
then. But
I want to go first.
You want to go first? Okay. Yep. On the list for today, Will Mallory out of Miami, Michael Meyer out of North Dakota. No,
Notre Dame, dude. No. Come on. Yeah. we've been talking about this guy for 3 years. Yeah.
Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Luke Musgrave out of Oregon State. Luke Shoemaker out of Michigan. Brenton Strange out of the Penn State University. Darnell Washington out of Georgia. And Josh Wiley out of Cincinnati then. So Scotty would like to start with Will Mallory on Miami. He came in at 6 feet, 4.5 inches, 339 pounds. Or that'd be really big. Yeah. 239 pounds.
Yeah, he wished.
9 3/8 inch hands then. He ran a 4.5 40, had a 10-yard split, 36.5-inch vertical, a 10-foot, 1-inch broad jump.
Yeah, so that 4.5 4 40 was 92nd percentile, 88th percentile vertical jump, 80th percentile broad jump, and no further testing at his pro day.
Yeah, so he's been at Miami for the past 5 years.
He looks young, man, but he's going to be 24 when the season starts. He looks so young, though.
Yeah, I guess more so in tight end years. In running back years, it's awful.
Yeah.
But, so the last 3 years have been decently productive, but his best year is in 2022. 42 catches, 538 yards, 12.8 yards per catch, and 3 touchdowns. So Scotty wants to start with this Miami Hurricane.
Well, you know what keeps you from being drafted in fantasy? Not being drafted in the NFL draft. So he's... Unfortunately, when you're 239 pounds and you are a poor blocker, it's going to be tough for you to get drafted. So that's going to be a huge hurdle for him. But you see the receiving upside. So if he gets drafted, he's got some upside. So, you know, just taking it from the top, I thought his release was okay. It's a little prolonged. It's like he pauses before he goes. So he's not super quick off the ball. His change of direction is poor. I thought if he'd ran a 3-cone, it wouldn't have been very good. He takes some sort of long strides and just the sort of lacks explosion out of his cuts. He has good hands, 2 drops on 59 targets. The thing is he had a good sort of 2022 as far as that goes, but over his career, he's had a lot more drops. So, he looked better at the combine. So I gave him some positive marks there. Contested catches were just okay. He's for somebody who has such good ball skills, cause he tracks the ball super well. He has a very good catch radius. He can extend up to get high throws. And he's got some plus ability there. So I expected him to win more at those contested catches. But only 5 out of 13. And physicality, like, just not as physical as you need to be. The catch toughness is okay, but when he's running routes, he's getting knocked off routes. And I didn't think after the catch he offered you as much as I expected. He's got some elusiveness. He can juke. He's got the speed. So he had 7 missed tackles forced. And so there's some positive upside there. Obviously, you know, that big threat, seam route, straight line speed is good, but... All that being said, this guy, more than anything, has to be drafted with some good draft capital because if not, he's going to be off the board. If he is drafted, he's going to go up the board because he's got some, you know, skills that can translate to the from a fantasy standpoint. So, he's got to add some weight. He's got to pack some weight on, and be bigger. He got a 63 for me, which came in at number 12. And if he gets drafted, he's a late round flyer for me, but if he's not drafted, he's obviously out.
Yeah, his score came in a lot better than I thought.
What number?
Just based on the, I gave him a 70.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
that's because our scoring system for tight ends sort of favors the
receiving
ability. And he has that. So he can stretch the field, create separation. He has pretty good hands. His two drops, 4.5% drop rate. I saw some easy missed catches in a couple of the games then, but like I said, it wasn't anything glaring then. Tracks the ball very well, good body control. He adjusts very well to sort of off-target throws. Quarterback play at Miami wasn't very good. He has that yards after catch. It's more of a build-up speed then, but there are some plays where you see him sort of turn it on and outrun these linebackers then and get those extra yards then. Definitely lacks as far as that physicality, that blocking. Got a terrible run blocking score from PFF then. Actually, a decent pass blocking score, but the run blocking was pretty much non-existent. And I thought I wouldn't like him a lot because I actually wrote down here, he has Jacob Eason legs, and you don't want Jacob Eason legs as a tight end. So very, very thin, especially his quads then. So if he can not skip leg day all the time, maybe he can get over that 240-pound mark then and add another 10 pounds in those legs then. But I think that's where he's sort of lacking at, and that's probably what's affecting his run blocking and physicality then. But definitely has that receiving chops then that could be fantasy relevant then. And that's why he got a decent score in here. And he's draftable.
Where did he come in on your board?
He's probably in that – he's in that fourth tier, and I have about six guys in that tier all grouped together then, and it all comes down to draft capital. So he could be from tight end six all the way down to tight end 11 then. So
yeah, I mean, there's not a huge gap. It's just – so Tucker Kraft was my number 7. He has a 67, and Mallory's 63. So it's not a lot of points, but –
yeah, but I definitely agree with you. It's his blocking and his physicality are going to limit him as far as getting on the field
and size
and could affect his draft capital then as well then too. But like I said, if a team's looking for a pure receiving threat, it's not a bad option then. And like I said, that's a lot better for fantasy than these guys that are more those blocking tight ends that we've eliminated mostly from these groups. This year then compared to last year.
Yep.
Now a guy that's a blocking tight end, but also a very, very good receiving tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish.
Been watching this guy for years.
Yeah.
Dominate as a freshman.
Yeah. He was watching. Who was it? Ian Book. We're watching
Ian Book
throw him then. Yeah. And they're like, I can't wait till this guy is a junior and coming out. And here he is. So 6'4 and a half inches then, 249 pounds, 9.5-inch hands then, ran a 4.740, a 1.66 second 10-yard split, a 32.5-inch vertical, and a 9-foot 10-inch broad jump.
So throughout the year, they had him listed 6'4", 265. So he dropped some weight before he ran, which is probably for the best. I didn't see what he came in at his pro day if they weighed him. I'm sure they did, but... 67th percentile 40, 46th percentile vertical jump, 61st percentile broad jump. At his pro day, 7.263 cone, 33rd percentile, 21 reps on the bench. So pretty good.
And then as far as production, I was productive each of his 3 years at Notre Dame then. And then 2022, he had 67 catches for 809 yards, 12.1 yards per pop, and 9 touchdowns then. So you got to start with Will. I guess I'll start with...
I saved him for you.
I appreciate it. So, like I said, we've been watching this guy for years then. And everything we saw as a freshman...
Same player.
Saw the same thing.
Same.
In the 2022 film then.
Yep.
And he's a guy that has, like, excellent hands. Like, just absolutely wonderful hands. Goes up and gets it. He had four drops, but I didn't see... I don't know if I saw any of those on the games we watched then. That came out to be a 5.6% drop rate. But his hands are just natural. Like, he just goes up and snags it. Excellent body control. Always catching with his hands then. He's a very physical guy then, too. So he's not one of these, Mallory's that afraid to block then. He's getting in there. He's blocking. He's catching. He's doing everything you need to do as far as tight end. And he has a decent release then. His route running, I think, is pretty good then. He's able to find the holes very easily in the zone, zone defenses as well then too, which is something you have to do as a tight end then. And the other thing is his contested catch rate. I don't know what his rate was or what it came out to be then, but everything I saw, he just overmatches defenders. He boxes out these the smaller cornerbacks and safeties then, and he just does not care if a guy is on him. He just goes up and snags it then. So I was very impressed by that then. And I think he has these, as far as the after the catch, it's not really more of an elusiveness, but it's just more of a breaking tackles, physical type, beast mode type nature then. And I think his speed's enough. Like, I think mm-hmm. I know you give your comp then, but a more sort of more modern comp, but I think he's similar to like a TJ Hockenson then, where he just does everything very well. He's a complete tight end. Yep. The NFL teams are going to love. He's going to be a first round pick for sure. Oh, then
for sure, probably top half. And
yeah, so he's like a special NFL talent. But he also, from fantasy standpoint, he's going to get you solid production. Then will he be consistently a top three tight end? I can't say that in fantasy, but I can see him being easily a tight end one every year in and year out. Then so he's that kind of special. Then so I really like him. I think he's extremely solid. I think from a potential standpoint, Dalton Kincaid, as far as fantasy, has the by far the highest upside then. But Michael Mayer, he's a very solid tight end, and he probably should be drafted in the first round in single QB leagues then, or at least the early second round in your rookie drafts then.
The thing about him is, if he's going to be drafted in top half of the first round of the NFL draft. He will be the top tight end taken off the board. If not, I'll be surprised. And if he gets a really good landing spot, he's plug and play ready today. He's not that wait 2-3 years for tight end production. He will be a tight end one production year one. Knock it down. In fantasy, he'll be a tight end one production if he lands in a good spot and they use him in the receiving game. Because he's solid, he's safe, and he's a little sexy. There's some stuff there that I like quite a bit. And he's big sexy, man.
I'll give you a big sexy, but as far as like supermodel sexy, we're saying Dalton Kincaid.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, all right. So you know, there's a lot of stuff to love.
Scotty likes him thick.
Yeah, I like him thick. So everybody online's comparing him to Jason Witten, and that's so true. There's a one-on-one Jason Witten, and that's what he looks like. Like he's a shorter Jason Witten that's a little less athletic. But anyway.
I think the athleticism is about the same.
Jason Witten's pretty athletic, dude. So back to Michael Mayer here. So good release, above average feet to beat the press. His speed's enough off the ball, so it's good. He is definitely unaffected by physicality. You can throw people at him all you want. He just keeps on going. Never slows him down. They line him up everywhere. He always gravitates to the opening. He always finds a way to get, you know, create those throwing lanes. And he doesn't have great separation. Like, he doesn't have that quickness. But he's a savvy route runner. He's able to get open. And his hands are a 10. Like, he had four drops on 101 targets. That's really good. And he is an absolute safety blanket. He's he's that Mark Andrews, just absorb the ball into your hands type thing. And you asked about, you know, contested catch, 65% good, 17 out of 26 opportunities, way more opportunities than everybody. And I didn't mention this on the route running, but Michael Mayer gets open because he runs into you. He literally creates contact, runs into you. He steps on your toes and boxes you out and catches the ball every time. And you can't do anything about it. And you know
Definitely physical.
Nobody physical at the next level is going to do anything about it either. So it's going to translate. But he's got, with that physicality, he's got plus ability with ball tracking and his body control. And he doesn't have like elite jump ball skills, but he's got enough. And his, you know, his yards after the catch, he had 12 missed tackles forced. He can be a little elusive, but it's that toughness to bring him down that makes him special. And he is a absolute mismatch nightmare for any linebacker. And he's just going to out physical you. And his blocking is ready to go today. He drives his man anywhere on the field that he wants to. And I mean, if he wanted to be Tommy Trimble and just heat-seeking missile, knock people off their feet, I think he could do it. But he grades out super well in as a blocker. He got an 81 for me. He's a solid number two. Even though some of the scores are close, he's a solid number two. I feel very confident taking him at the back of the first round right now. Unless he gets absolutely destroyed by landing spot, I think he's a safe back end of the first round, you know, dynasty rookie pick. And I'd love to get him in the second round. So I think him and Kincaid are fringe tight end one, you know, tight ends drafted in the first round, which we don't talk about that a lot, you know, so, or at least you shouldn't be. But I like Michael Mayer, and teams are going to love him too. Like I said, number one tight end off the board. I think that's pretty established.
Yeah, it's clear cut. He's the top, one of the top two tight ends in this class. Then,
yep.
And I see that in film. You saw that all 3 years at Notre Dame. Then, and I hope to get at least a share of him then too. We have a few Notre Dame homers in some of the leagues then, so that yep. can make it tougher then. But yeah, very, very solid then. Like I said, with his blocking ability and his physicality, he's going to see the field early and often then.
Yep.
And he could be one of those tight ends that comes out and shows out in year one, sort of like you saw with Kyle Pitts then, sort of what you saw with Pat Freiermuth then, showed production right away.
Yeah, I think he is safer than Pat Freiermuth, way safer. So like I said, mark it down. He gets a good landing spot, tight end one next year.
So next up on the list, Luke Musgrave out of Oregon State. Scotty, what's the mascot for Oregon State?
Beavers.
Beavers, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best player ever to play at Oregon State?
Yo mama.
No, Gary Payton. Gary Payton, the glove, played there back in the day then.
You got to get
Garrett
off that
player
junk.
Of all time.
You know I'm a Bulls fan, man. Get that junk out of here.
Yeah, he's my favorite basketball player of all time. But, you know, so Luke Musgrave, 6'6", 253, 10-3 agent's hands then, ran a 4.6140, 1.54 10-yard split, 36-inch vertical, and a 10-foot-5-inch broad jump.
So 84th percentile 40, 84th percentile vertical jump, 92nd percentile broad jump. At his pro day, he had a 7.09 3-cone, so 67th percentile. 19 reps on the bench, pretty solid.
And as far as production at Oregon State, wasn't overly productive. His best year was in 2021, where he had 22 catches for 304 yards and a touchdown. And then in 2022, started off hot, but then got hurt. So had 11 catches for 169 yards and one touchdown. So, Scotty, I think this guy...
He hasn't played a lot of football.
I am the most interested to hear any of these prospects about him from you.
Well, I needed you to help me here because he didn't come out very hot for me.
Well, there are people that have him as a top tight end in this class.
I know, I've seen, and I don't understand what they're looking at.
I didn't understand it either. So that's why I want you to start.
So I watched a lot of games on him, And the biggest thing is, like, he didn't play a lot of football. So he's got that working against him. He's had significant injuries. That's working against him. And so I don't get it. So this is what I saw on film. And please, in the comments below, if you're on YouTube, if you guys are seeing something else, like, let's hear it, because he's a guy that I struggled with hard, and I thought maybe I just graded too hard, but he came out a lot lower than what I expected. He's number 8 on my board, number 8, but he's also like 1 point away from being number 12. So everybody came in pretty close. He got a 65 for me. So we'll just take it from the top. So his release off the line is good. He has above average, good speed off the ball. He handles press pretty good. When people tried to sort of, knock him off his routes, he wasn't affected too much. So he's okay off the ball. His route running is it's okay. He has okay speed variation. Because he ran a good 3-cone. I don't know if it's just he doesn't know how to, like, cut and get open, or he just really sucks at selling it, but he doesn't create the best separation. And when he cuts, he takes too many steps. So it slows him down, and people are just, they're just not, you know, they're, he's not going to lose them. But overall, he's above average as a route runner for a tight end. And his hands are okay. But one drop on, 15 targets. He had 3 drops on 37 targets in 2021, but his hands appear, solid, above average. Contested catches, you don't get to see a lot. He has 2 out of 7, so very average there. His ball tracking, his body control, overall ball skills, I thought were above average. I feel like he lets the ball get to him as opposed to going up and getting it. And he doesn't have as big of a catch radius as I would expect for somebody that is 6'6". So he doesn't, like, he can adjust to, adjust to some throws that are outside his body, but he's not got a Darnell Washington catch radius. And his physicality is just very average. And he doesn't sustain his blocks. And I knocked him a little bit there. He has good straight line speed, and he can absolutely threaten you with the seam route. That's his best trait, I think. And he just doesn't offer much after the catch. No missed tackles forced in 2022. 2 missed tackles forced in 2021. Not much yards after contact. He doesn't have the elusiveness to get by you. He's not going to break tackles. It's kind of, he gets what's there, and if he get him in space or he's running them seam routes, he can add some yards after the catch, but he's a very, I don't know where the excitement is, prospect. So, like, he is at the bottom of that tier, and I don't know. The only reason he landed at number 8 is because of the people that's around him. He was the top of that next tier because he had such good measurables at the combine. So I'm not impressed. What score did you get?
So I gave him a 72. So that comes in that, okay, that tier 3.
So he can
land from 3 to 5. It's not that I liked him.
See, the thing is, like, I'm not taking him over even Tucker Kraft. I'm not taking him over Sam Laporta.
Yeah, well, there's people that are saying he's going to be a first-round pick.
If he goes in the first round, I'm going to have to reevaluate.
Yeah.
I'd love to know where all the positivity is. So, I mean, if there's any Oregon State fans out there, like, let us know. Maybe there's something that we just didn't see on the film we watched, but, man, I don't see it. I don't know if maybe in previous years he showed more, and he's sort of trying to bounce back from injury, and he just hasn't kind of got back to that level. But, man, oh, man, I'm in the, like, late-round flyer at best stage.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of the answer uncles are doing mock drafts out there or writing for NFL.com then. But at NFL.com on the Combine website, he's their number one tight end prospect then. Yeah. Like I said, I don't see that. I don't think he's anywhere near in the class of Mayer or Kincaid. I think Kuntz probably offers more athletic upside, mm-hmm, But he gets a decent score because he's a wide receiver. He's a wide receiving tight end then. So yep. That's what still has me intrigued by him, because I think he has that wide receiving ability. And if he gets in the right spot, he could do something with that then.
And maybe he has some upside because he hasn't played a lot of football.
His top end speed is good then. Has decent release, decent route running. I thought he had better separation than you're giving him credit for. I thought he was more wide receiver than tight end. Goes downfield, stretches the defense then. The drop rate was a little bit higher than I wanted in 2021. It was 13.6%, but what I saw, it looked naturally, seemed like a hands catcher then. He doesn't really make much as far as the contested catches, so that's not the greatest. And then his decent body control, decent tracking then. But I think he's definitely not a physical player. You said he only had two broken tackles.
Yeah, two missed tackles forced in 2021, nothing in 2022.
Yeah, so for yards after catch, I said speed only, not a tackle breaker. Yep. More of a maybe some jukes or misses, but definitely not busting free from guys there. So I think that really limits him as far as an upside. You want their tight end to be able to break a tackle here and there, not just rely strictly on speed then. Because in the NFL, everyone's fast then. You're not going to be run away from guys with a 4.61 speed then. So like I said, he gets a better score and he gets bumped up a little bit because I think he's a receiving tight end, and that's what I'm looking for.
Is he Dalton Schultz?
I think he's more athletic than Dalton Schultz then.
I mean, what if he goes to the Cowboys?
If he goes to the Cowboys, I'm
buy him in, I guess.
Have him as my third tight end then.
I'm not going to bring him up that board that much. I don't know that I can do that, but he'll move up.
I could honestly see him, you know, when the Mark Andrews draft then with the Ravens. Mark Andrews was drafted in like the third or fourth round, and the Ravens actually drafted Hayden Hurst in the first round. I could almost see that happening again, where this guy's drafted in the first round, and then the team gets another tight end.
Yep.
Maybe like a Kuntz or another guy we're going to talk about later, and that guy is better ultimately overall then. Yep. Because I think people are just intrigued by his athletic upside, and like I said, he didn't see much. And I'm like, why don't you just take Zach Kuntz later in the draft then, when instead of drafting this guy in the first round? I sure hope the Bills don't take him, because I just don't see it.
No.
And the final thing I have to say here is Oregon State has the worst receivers.
Absolutely.
In all of football.
They drop every ball. Every ball.
They're drop after drop after drop. I felt bad for the quarterback. I'm like, I would be transferring, going the transfer portal midseason with those wide receivers. It was terrible. So I was not impressed by their hands out there. Yeah, the Beavers, they need to get some little stickum on their
hands. Hit the jugs, man.
But Luke Musgrave, I think he could do something fantasy wise. But like I said, he's getting great reviews from everybody out there in the NFL community. But like I said, I'm not sold on it. I don't see it obvious yet. But I got to keep an eye on them, just because he's going to be drafted in the first or second round, just based on the all the projections here. But we'll have to see where he goes.
Yep.
Next up on the list, Luke Schoenemaker out of Michigan, the Wolverines. So 6'5", 251 pounds, 9-inch hands, only 9-inch hands. He ran a 4.63 40, a 1.59 second 10-yard split, a 33.5-inch vertical, and a 10-foot-7-inch broad jump.
80th percentile 40, 59th percentile vertical jump, 94th percentile broad jump, and you ready to get hot and bothered? 96th percentile, 6.813 cone at his pro day, 35.5 inches vertical jump, 78th percentile. So he picked it up a couple inches.
Yeah, everyone adds vertical at their pro days, because they don't stretch them out like they do with the combine then. Pretty limited production in his first 3 years then, but in 2022 had 35 catches for 418 yards and 11.9 yards per catch and 3 touchdowns. So Luke Schoenemaker, I keep only pleasantly surprised.
Yep.
So
he didn't score as high as I wanted him to, but I like him. I'd take him over a couple of these guys I've got ahead of him.
He scored less than Musgrave then.
Yep.
But honestly, he could be one of those guys that pulls a Mark Andrews on Musgrave.
Sure. Yeah.
Or pulls a Hayden Hurst, Mark Andrews on Hayden Hurst on Musgrave then. But I think he is a very solid player then. Like he tested a lot more athletic than I thought he would then.
Yep.
Just based on what I gleaned for the year of the Big Ten season then. But watching on film, you see that.
Well, I think some of it comes back to quarterback play. Michigan has not had good quarterback play. So, I mean, not up there with what you'd expect. And so, maybe that hurts him a little bit because you don't get to see all this, you know, the flashy stuff you want. But
yeah,
go ahead.
But yeah, but like I said, he's very solid then. I think he has a decent release then. He has decent routes. He tends to run more shorter routes, sort of underneath routes then. But his hands are solid then. Only two catches for a 6.1% drop rate in 2022 then. He needs to be more of a hands catcher. I think he does a lot of body catching at times then. I didn't see much as far as contested catches, but I think he adjusts his body very well, good body control then. He's a very physical player then, so I think he's a guy that's going to get on the field a lot sooner than some of these other guys. He's a good blocker then, plays physical in the trenches then. And then as far as his speed, I think his – like I said, I had him as – I thought he'd run slower, but that 40 time is actually pretty good then. So I think he's probably faster overall than I give him credit for then. And then the one thing I was a little disappointed with, that I thought he can be a little bit better as far as the run after the catch then. I don't think he's going to make guys miss much. He'll break tackles, but he's not ultimately explosive then. But I think he can be a very solid tight end. And like I said, in the right situation, he could be one of those guys that sort of leaps up the boards then and offers some value to your fantasy team. The question is he more of a blocking tight end as opposed to receiving tight end? And that's where the gray area comes in. And that's why he's a tier below Musgrave, because I see Musgrave more as a wide receiving tight end versus the blocking tight end. But like I said, Luke Schoenemaker came in a lot more pleasantly surprising than I thought I would with him. So
what score? I don't know.
What are your thoughts then?
What score?
I give him a 71, so a point behind Musgrave.
Okay. So I also have him a point behind Musgrave, but 64. He graded a lot lower than I expected because I really liked him on film. I just added my total up to make sure I didn't miscalculate, but his release off the line is really good. He shows some really good quick feet and gets off the ball fairly quick. His route running is, you know, he just doesn't create a lot of separation. So he works mostly sort of just finding the area in the zone really well. Sort of reminds you of how, you know, Mayer just finds that area of the zone. He does a really good job of that. His hands were really good. So two drops on 45 targets and only had, one drop on 23 targets in 2021. So fairly good there. Contested catches, not a lot. 3 out of 12. But I think that, you know, you mentioned some of the ball skills. I think the reason he doesn't win at contested catches as much as he should is he just doesn't attack the ball at its highest point. So his sort of body control is pretty good. And you know, he can go up high and get some balls and make some nice highlight catches. So He's got some upside. Once he gets the ball in his hand, he can, you know, get upfield with that speed. So I think that's his, you know, obviously one of his best traits. But his change of direction speed, that elusiveness or make people miss, it's not there. I don't see it. He only had one missed tackle forced on film. So that's not a lot. And his, definitely a lot of it is build up speed. But he can do some damage on the seam route, and blocking-wise, he gets it done. He didn't grade as great as a run blocker, but I thought he looked pretty solid. So I actually gave him pretty good scores there. He came in at a 64. I expected him to probably grade around 70 and be a little bit higher up my board, maybe get close to maybe number 6, something like that. But he came in at number 10, so I think he's definitely getting drafted. He's a good prospect. He's still in that fourth, fifth round flyer range for me if he gets a good spot. So
yeah, and like I said, the blocking is the, you don't want to be overly good at blocking that they have to keep you in the block a lot.
Yeah.
I think it goes down to like Ian Thomas with the Panthers. He was an excellent blocker, so they always kept him in. Apparently Josh Oliver is a very good blocker, so that could be another reason why he hasn't really busted out as far as receiving a tight end then too. Luke definitely going to be drafted and a good prospect out there. Next up, I think we've covered almost all the Big Ten teams now. So Brenton Strange out of Penn State University then. So 6'4", 253 pounds, 9 5/8-inch hands then, a 4.7 40, 36-inch vertical, a 10-foot-4-inch broad jump, and a 7.25 three-cone drill.
Yeah, so 67th percentile 40. 34th percentile three cone, 84th percentile vertical jump, 89th percentile broad jump. No further testing at his pro day.
Yep, and as far as production, best year in 2022, 32 catches, 365 yards, or 362 yards, 11.5 yards per catch, and 5 touchdowns. So, Scotty, I'll let you start with Brenton Strange, then eliminate my Penn State bias, and tell me what you think.
Well, I'm definitely not a Penn State fan. Go Vols. So definitely no bias for me. But he was a guy that didn't really – I thought he almost didn't make the cut on us scouting him. We almost cut him out, and I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Penn State with him, so I said to add him in then.
Yeah, and, him being at the combine, that put him back on our radar to take another look at him. And I actually came away very impressed. He came in at, he got it at 75 for me, and he's tied with Zach Kuntz, for number four. So I put him at number five. I'd take Kuntz above him right now, but they're close. They're very debatable, in my eyes. So I thought he had really good speed off the ball. He is very, very quick. He can line up everywhere. He doesn't run a big variety of routes. Again, Penn State's another one of those quarterback challenge teams. They don't know how to recruit a quarterback, don't know how to keep a quarterback. They let him go to Kentucky.
They have a very good quarterback this upcoming year. So,
well, I hope so. It's up from where it's at. He doesn't, like I said, doesn't run a big variety of routes. Does a lot of his stuff sort of underneath. And the long end speed, the top end speed, I think is pretty good. But his change of direction is not. And you can see that with his combine numbers. But the things that get you excited is he's got real good hands. One drop on 38 targets, and he appears to have natural hands. But at the combine, he looked very, very sound. Like, he absorbed the ball. He looked really good. His contested catch percentage is very good. 5 out of 8, so 62%. And he does such a good job on that sort of catching the ball in traffic. And I want to see some jump balls. I want to see him make some big, big plays. But, he's definitely really good there. The ball tracking, the body control, he can adjust to off-target throws. He's can contort his body pretty well. I wanted to see him, be able to be that big down the field, pass catching tight end, and maybe he would do that if he had somebody that could throw the ball that way. But when he gets the ball in his hands, he's got some upside, man. He's a little bit elusive. He can throw that hurdle on there, hit that triangle button. 7 missed tackles forced for somebody that had 32 catches. That's pretty doggone good, man. And his top end film speed, I thought was very good. So I thought they could have used him there again. And blocking wise, he gets after it. He plants people. He plays with good strength, good leverage, good technique. He grades super well. Man, we should be excited about this guy. I haven't heard anything about him, really. And so I don't know where teams are going to have him on their board, but I mean, I think he's a third, fourth round pick in the NFL draft. Maybe sneak into the back end of the second. I like him a lot, and I think he could absolutely be fantasy relevant. He's a top five tight end for me. So I like him, man. This top five, my top five is pretty solid. Like, it's pretty set. So I think we've talked about most of them. What did you see about Brenton Strange? Like, did you like him? You're a big Penn State fan, but
yeah.
What'd you see?
Well, he was one of the last people I scouted. So he was the second to last one because he was added on late then. And like I said, I liked just the overview I saw of him in college. I thought he had good athletic potential then, was a solid tight end as far as receiving wise, and got after as far as blocking. And looking at him specifically more closely then, I liked him even more on the film then. So, and he's probably one of the more complete all-around tight ends that we have in this class then.
Other than me giving him a six for his sort of route running, because he doesn't do it much, he got seven or above in everything. So
yeah, he got a seven or above in literally every category then. So I gave him a seven in route running, seven in release. I gave him a yards after catch then, a seven, top end speed seven, and his blocking ability seven then. And then everything else was eight. Then he's a solid athlete. He has good size. Then he has everything you're looking for in NFL tight end and a fantasy tight end. And then, like I said, not everyone can be a receiving tight end in this league. Then coming out of the gate, then, and you have to get on the field to be productive as a tight end early on. Then, and you got to be able to block. And I think he could do that. And I have him as my in that third tier. So he can be tight end from 3 to 5 then, based on the what I was seeing on the film here. And I thought he was extremely solid then. And I think he's going to have a more productive NFL career than he had college-wise. And I think it's, like I said, landing spot potential, it's going to be the end-all, be-all then. But I liked what I saw, and I agree with you. I think he's in that 3 to 5 range as far as the tight ends go then.
What number did you give him?
I gave him a 74.
74. And he came in at number what?
Tight end three to five. So
3 to 5.
He's in that Musgrave and Kuntz tier then.
I've taken this guy over Musgrave every day.
He got a better score than Musgrave then.
So
like I said, he's a more, I think Musgrave's probably a better overall athlete, but Strange's the better overall tight end then. But next on the list of the tight ends. So this guy's a big dude, big dude.
Mm-hmm.
Darnell Washington, Georgia Bulldogs, 6'7", 264, 11-inch hands. So he could his hands could swallow up your whole head.
Mm-hmm.
And ran a 4.6 4.40, 1.57 yard, a 7 second 10 yard split. Then 31-inch vertical and a 10-foot 2-inch broad jump.
So 78th percentile 40, 26th percentile vertical jump, 83rd percentile broad jump. At his pro day, he didn't do drills, but he weighed 272 pounds at his pro day. That's 8 pounds heavier than what he weighed at the combine.
But as far as production, so best season was this past season, 2022. 28 receptions for 454 yards and 16.2 yards per catch. And 2 touchdowns. So, like I said, Darnell Washington, big, big dude. He's another guy that's getting a lot of sort of draft buzz as a late first round, second round type tight end then. But the dude wasn't even the best tight end on his team. But that I don't think any of these tight ends would be the best tight end on their team if they had Brock Bowers on their team. So next year, Brock Bowers coming out. Special, special. But what I saw with Darnell Washington, he's like a sixth offensive lineman in there. So he is wonderful as far as run blocking,
and
pass blocking.
You wonder why Georgia was so good. Why,
this is why McIntosh
why didn't
was good.
McIntosh, why did he have holes to run through? It's because they had a cheat code, and it wasn't speed, and it wasn't. If you put a good running back behind these two dudes blocking, they're unstoppable, man. No wonder.
Special. Yeah, so definitely special. And that gives me worry, though.
Yeah.
Is he so special that you're never going to want him to leave the line then? Obviously, he's going to leave the line if he's in there as a tight end then. But and also, I didn't see anything too special as a receiver, though. Like, I thought his release was slower. I thought his route running was sort of slower routes then. I don't know if he's very good at sort of changing direction just based on his size then. He doesn't offer much as far as yards after catch. I think he's more power. He doesn't really have much wiggle or moves then. I was surprised at his top end speed. I thought he'd be more of a 4.7 to 4.8 kind of guy, but that 4.64 40 was great. Maybe because he just takes such long strides. Mm-hmm. I thought it was more of a lumbering speed, but I think he has decent hands then. He's a hands catcher. He only had two drops then. He's very good as far as contested catches, so he's definitely a red zone weapon. So I think he's going to be more of a tight end dependent player. I mean, not a tight end dependent, a touchdown dependent player then, and definitely going to be a red zone weapon then. Like I said, he's just a mountain of man. So like I worry about them not wanting him to leave the line, and I could see him being drafted by the Falcons and yeah. then teaming up with Kyle Pitts. Because Kyle Pitts is never going to be in line and blocking.
Yep.
And Darnell Washington is never going to go outside to catch passes.
Yep. So that's a great landing spot for yeah. that's very likely.
Because that would so when I'm looking at my fantasy tight ends, then like I said, I want them to be more of a pass catcher than a blocker. But this guy's going to be a wonderful pro then. I just wonder how it's going to translate to fantasy. That's where I come in at.
So I saw a lot. Number, what was your score? Where's your score?
I gave him with his physicality, his blocking, and everything else. I gave him a 72. So pretty good score.
So I saw a lot more on film than you did. So positive anyway. So his and you can go check your release times. Check your 10 yard split. He's just as fast as some of the top in the class. So I thought he was quick off the ball. Good. I thought he was pretty good off the ball. And he's so big, you can't do anything with him. Like you can't, he's just going to run through you.
Maybe it's just the long strides.
Long strider. Yeah. That's where, but man, when he's coming at you. Woo, baby. You gotta be a little worried there. But they split him out and he's out there running comeback routes, little curl routes. And he's, he doesn't create a lot of separation, but like you said, in the red zone, he's a legit threat. He can operate underneath just fine. His hands are exceptional. So soft. And you watch it at the combine. It's like he's trying to catch like a Nerf ball. He's just got such big mitts. Two drops on 43 targets. One of them was on his quarterback. So I'm going to say one drop on 43 targets. And he had, he didn't have a good contested catch percentage, only 2 out of 5. But this dude has got, I don't know if they just missed a few on their Pro Football Focus, missed a few on their statistics, but this dude can flat catch in traffic. He's like, if you were a kid fighting for a cookie out of the cookie jar, you're going to lose every time. He's getting that cookie.
I don't think his hands would fit in the cookie jar.
Well, that's a good point. He'll just crush the cookie jar and eat all the cookies.
He would just take it and then just squeeze and just all the cookies pop out then.
But he's got an amazing catch radius. Just watch your gauntlet drill. Watch how many off-target throws and just absorbing them like it's nothing. So I thought he had definite upside with ball skills. And he times jumps pretty well and he can turn his whole body around in the air, which is amazing to be 264 pounds and 6'7". And I mean, the physicality, there's nothing else needs to be said. A safety came up against Missouri and flat went to absolutely lay the lumber, like targeting level hit. And he went backwards 5 yards. So like he's just so
got to go for the legs,
big,
this guy.
Man. He tackled it, tackling a crowd, but 5 missed tackles forced. He can hurdle, and if he hurdles you, and he's that you got that big of a man coming down on you, that's got to be super scary, man. he's just uber hard to bring down, and he's got plus speed. It's good build up. Faster than you think, and he rocked people to sleep. When he came off the ball, he ate up that cushion fast, and I just wish that they would have used him more. as a receiver. And if Brock Bowers hadn't have been so good, we would have been talking about Darnell Washington being, you know, up there as challenging for the number two in this class, because he would have been that special as a receiver. But instead, they used him primarily as a blocker, and you know that's what's going to happen in the NFL because he is that good. You could literally move him to tackle. He could play on the line.
He'd be an all-pro tackle.
So you know that's what's going to happen. They're going to take him. You know, he's not going to get as many passing opportunities, receiving opportunities. So that's unfortunate. But he got an 80 for me. He is a solid number three in this class for me. And he's going to be a first-round pick, man. I would not be surprised. I take it back. You might find a team that is prioritizing that blocking tight end that's not looking for that, you know, receiving upside. He might be the top tight end off the board. But I think Mayer offers that plus more. But Darnell Washington's going to be a first-round pick. Kincaid, Mayer, Washington, lock them in. First-round picks in the NFL draft.
So what would you – if he's a first-round pick – he may go late first round, early second round in your rookie draft. Would you rather have him?
No.
Or would you rather
take... That's the problem. You got to know who not to take. You can't take him because he's not going to get the volume. So yeah, he's got to be a third round pick.
Yeah, my in rookie ultimate drafts. Point is, like, and I would rather take that. Zach Kuntz.
Yeah.
Just based on potential and where that receiving threat. And he's 6'7". He's not as thick though, but he's also more athletic than too. And I'd rather have him in the third round, or maybe the fourth round, as opposed to an early tight end with him. So,
You gotta. It's like just like in the quarterback show, Anthony Richardson, super high ceiling, but the capital you're going to have to pay to get him will take him off my board, 100%.
Okay. Back to the tight ends. Last tight end of the show here. Last tight end for the 2023 class that we're going to review. Josh Wiley out of Cincinnati. And that would be the what, Scotty?
Bearcats.
Yeah, these are all too easy right now.
Yep.
So 6 foot, 6.5 inches, 248 pounds, 9.5 inch hands, 4.69 40, 1.6 second 10 yard split, 33.5-inch vertical, and a 9-foot, 7-inch broad jump.
So 71st percentile 40, 59th percentile vertical jump, 40th percentile broad jump, 53rd percentile 3-cone at his pro day, 7.15, and he did 15 reps on the bench.
And then as far as production, pretty similar years these past 3 years. In 2022, he had 32 catches for 326 yards, 10.2 yards per catch, and 3 touchdowns. So tell us what you think of this Bearcat here.
You know, I liked him more than the score. I thought that he was going to score better.
Did you think of him a lot like... who was it then?
Oh, you know, I know who you're talking about. He looked just like him.
Luke Schoenemaker?
Well, I mean, kind of, yeah. But I thought you were talking about... who's the wide receiver that went to the Colts?
Alec Pierce?
Yeah, Alec Pierce. Definitely not as athletic as Alec Pierce, but I probably was getting them confused last year, and then I probably thought I was watching Alec Pierce again this year. But
I was not Alec Pierce. This guy and Schoenemaker is very similar.
They're very similar. Yeah. I liked him. He got a 63 and ended up number 11 on the board. There's 5 guys there from like 6 to 12 that's pretty close. So they're going to move around a lot. But he has some stuff I liked, and then there's some stuff that concerned me. So he has above average to good speed off the ball. He can definitely be rerouted. So he's not bothered by like physicality running routes, but off the line, I feel like he sort of let people get, you know, reroute him some. His speed variation is very, very, very good. And that is what helps him create space on his routes. He has a variety of routes that he runs. So in all honesty, he is up there with one of the best sort of creative route runners in the tight end class. He got a 7. Like, there's not, I'm not trying to hype it up too high here, but he was good. One drop on 51 targets, has some excellent catches outside the frame, so pretty good. He doesn't win a lot in contested catches, only 2 out of 7. And his ball tracking, you just don't see a lot of those downfield jump ball special type ball skill plays, because he just, I don't think he has that kind of ability. And that's what really knocks him down for me.
He ran a lot of shorter routes.
Yep, a lot of underneath stuff, and using that speed variation. And he doesn't offer much after the catch, only 2 missed tackles forced. Doesn't have a lot of yards after catch, only 5.2 average, and he just doesn't show any moves. So you mix that with okay build-up speed, and you don't see them utilize him in running seam routes. Like, I don't even remember him running a seam route. I don't remember that. So
it's no Cole Kmet.
No Cole Kmet. He's a good blocker. He's solid in pass protection. He's solid as a run blocker. Going to get drafted. He's a solid prospect, but all the things that you want to see that excite you to have a pass catching tight end, he just got good hands and he can get open underneath. So that's where he came in. 63 for me. So
yeah, I had him definitely higher at 71. That's pretty much the same score I had Luke Schoenemaker then. Yeah. Because I think they're both very solid tight ends.
Yeah, they're back-to-back in my ranking, 64 and 63.
They're not like elite receiving tight ends, but they're going to be on an NFL roster. They're going to be drafted probably in the fourth round, and they're going to help their NFL team then. And they're going to get on the field then because they have the physicality, they have the blocking ability. But like I said, they're not necessarily dynamic with the ball in their hands. They're not going to make these crazy highlight catches then. They're not these dominant physical specimens like a Darnell Washington.
Yeah.
But they're just overall very solid players then. And that's why I have all these guys sort of grouped into this fourth tier then,
mm-hmm.
Who are draftable in your rookie drafts. And then if they get in the right situation, they get the playing time early, and then they get by being that complete tight end, they get the just that starting tight end role then, and then they get the production that's built up year after year. I think he has a shot then. So like I said, I think he's a solid prospect then. Is he going to be elite from fantasy? Can't say for certain, but could he sneak into the tight end one conversation in the right situation?
Touchdown depending,
a couple
sure.
years. Yeah, yeah. But like I said, he's not special, but he's definitely solid in pretty much every single category. He gets the only thing he got a 6 on, or 6 is the lowest score I gave him, it was contested catches then. You just didn't see much of that at all then. But like I said, I think he's very solid. I liked what I saw as a prospect there, and we'll see where he gets drafted then.
Yep. So, that really, this class is really good. You're going to have, in my projection, 3 first round tight ends that are drafted. You're probably going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at least rounds 2 through 4. And then I think everybody, except I don't know that Latu is going to be drafted or Durham. And then if Mallory doesn't get taken off of everybody's board, I don't know. He might be the only other one, but I can see him getting drafted. Everybody else is getting drafted. This is a good class, very solid class. I would potentially draft 11 people. I'm drawing the line.
All your picks on tight ends?
No, 11 people. I would take a flyer on draft or stash in this class. So
yeah, of the 14 that we did, I wouldn't mind having 13 on my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're, I think we, like I said, we used to scout more tight ends and I don't think we scouted more if it wasn't as deep.
I think
it's both.
Yeah. The last 2 classes, 3 classes has not been deep. Not at all. It's been extremely top heavy, and the guys that are underneath that are literally just blocking options. And it just haven't had any, like a lot of exciting players. So, I mean, when you go, what, three draft classes and you have four tight ends that are on rosters that are being the top receiving option, like that's pretty tough.
Yeah. What was that one year that were the one I like best was like Bryson Hopkins.
Yeah. That was the, you know, Harrison Bryant year, Bryson Hopkins, Was that Cole Kmet year?
Was that? It may have been.
I think it was Cole Kmet year. Yeah, it was Cole Kmet because he was my top tight end, and you liked Bryson, and well, Bryson, I like Bryson had the receiving he was more ability. Athletic and yeah, he, but
this is why I don't draft tight ends high.
Bryson was in a good spot in Los Angeles, and it just I don't know it didn't work out for him.
Yeah, he
just didn't work out.
For him. I don't think he's there anymore, is he?
No, nah, I don't know where he's at.
Yeah,
he got Higbee in the league, but yeah, he got Higbee.
But yeah, but it took a long time for Higbee to actually become the starter there too. It took like 4 years.
Yep.
I remember drafting him and getting rid of him because nothing ever happened. But yeah, so Dalton Kincaid, Michael Mayer, possibly Luke Musgrave, Brenton Strange, Zach Kuntz, and Darnell Washington are sort of consensus guys that are probably the top five, top six then.
Yeah. Throw Musgrave out. I don't want him. But
like Dalton, I say, he may be a first round pick.
I know. I'm going to come back and eat crow. I'm sure he's going to get a good spot and I'm going to go watch more film, but I don't know where to find it.
Yeah. Like I said, I think if anyone's going to get Hayden Hurst,
it's going to be him.
Luke Musgrave then, but we will see. We'll see. The determining factor is 3 years from now.
Yep.
But if you don't agree with us, check out the films, see for yourself then. Give us some comments then. Sign up for the YouTube page at the Dynasty Interview YouTube channel then. Lots of good film there. You check out the running backs, check out the quarterbacks. Wide receivers are going to come up as well then too.
Yep.
And then we'll be breaking them down shortly then, next week or two then.
You know, it's only about a little under a month away now to the NFL draft. And, it's the best time of the year. It's the most frustrating time of the year, but it's the best time of the year.
Yeah. Your favorite prospects get, Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Oh, whatever's going to happen in that situation, who knows, but, for another day. Yep. Okay. This is Joseph Adrian signing off.
And this is Scott Martin. And you just listened to the Dynasty Interview Fantasy Football Podcast.